Tonight I'm sharing Chapter 1. And I'm also sharing Chapter 2. Chapter 2 is called Erotic Space, and it moves faster. We started finding our way. I definitely found my way as a writer when I was doing this piece. This different kinds of sketches move quicker, and I think they they're more narrative thrust. So it begins with another invocation with music, but it's Mozart, but it's changed.
This is Grindhouse, Chapter 2, Erotic Space.
Again, the characters are assembling across the stage, coming out of a hole in the floor. In fact, I think they all came out of the hole in the floor. Until the group assembles. And Tom is the first to speak. He's just struck out on a date, so he decides to head to 42nd Street.
Well, here I am. She said goodnight, a peck on the cheek. See you later. Longing look that said reams, but no pump of the aorta to decode the door. I.e., here I am. 81st Street. Counting the folds on my sleeve. A sweep of the hair in a shop window, cold 1986 night, winter. I got Pasolini's diaries for company. Training homeward.
And the lights cross over to the wider space, and we're suddenly in a TV studio with three women silhouettes at center.
Are we ready?
We hear the sound of the TV studio.
Makeup. Celia, smooth down those curtains.
Bring it back to 12 o'clock. Slow pan.
Shake it out, ladies. Ready?
Ready?
Set.
Music up.
This is Luciana's aerobic show.
Come out, ladies!
knee-line to the offending door. Okay! Lift the thigh straight now, and go!
2, 3, 4, up! 2, 3, 4, up! 2, 3, 4,
and again! 2, 3, 4! These non-union security houses are slob havens.
She swings the door wide, her mouth open in sarcastic readiness, and six hands grab at her at once.
She is pulled into a damp mass of cold flesh, the odor of decay.
Charging up her nose and setting off a buzzer in her brain pan.
And she watches in sudden detachment as a tongue spears into her right eyeball.
Licking with the coarseness of a black top.
And greedy teeth wedge within a pursed mouth.
With a breathy suck, the eyeball in one greedy glob flops out and becomes a morsel. Now the bites are coming fast, and Phyllis loses control of her legs, collapsing into the waiting bodies who feast upon her.
Gripping chunks of flesh from her cheeks.
Neck.
Chest.
Arms.
Breast.
Belly. Her last thought is...
Keys! Sunlight! The banister! Television! And cookies!
The figures enter the studio as a mass, moving quickly, even nimbly, in all distortion of expectation.
And three zombies, looking dead, crusty, enter and come up to one of the three aerobics dancers. They even have bottles of ketchup with them. And they bite into her shoulder and pull out a long, stringy piece of muscle. Okay, now Frances as Valerie appears, and she has gone from being fully nude in Chapter 1 to wearing my clothing in Chapter 2. Now she's dressed as me with my jacket, my shirt, my pants, everything, and she's doing a dance as she performs another character. Light hits her.
The frame frozen in place. The white heat searing a hole through the center of the image, a corona fluttering outward. Your hand should flick the switch now, shutting off the bulge light, stopping the forward motion through the pinched rollers and reducing it to the soft glow of extinguishment. The film should stop now. So I fade out.
So as a bright light hits her, and while that's happening, all the people who were in the TV studio before are beginning to mass up behind her, and when the light goes out on her, the projection light that has hit Valerie, just a tiny clip light appears over Tom's head.
Well, here I am. Never counting on counting. Way late in the overcrowded subway stop between 50th and 42nd. There must be 16 million people in this car, and they're all Chinese. I'm under 3 buttocks squashed against the ceiling. Somebody's head is in my armpit, a leather buckle rubbing my knees. Some grave face over my shoulder scanning Pasolini.
Following preview is rated R for restricted audiences only.
Shocking aliens!
Shocking aliens!
Shocking aliens!
Well, we've been taking a leisurely drive out behind the levee, and I had just commented that the moon was like a slipper full of champagne, and he had just untied his shoes. When suddenly this aquamarine glow settled over the dashboard and we both blacked out.
This lovely and energetic blonde divorcee, today known as Gloria, the founder of the Church of Christ Sex Angel, living proof that our brothers from beyond have been making it with us.
Well, after my doctor hypnotized me, the truth came out. We had been floated aboard this jellyfish-shaped protoplasmic spaceship, where I met the commander, who called himself Cosmos.
Shocking Aliens is the film that dares to rip the veil of secrecy off the most important, most mind-blowing, most shocking truth ever admitted by humanity.
The simple fact is, creatures from other planets have been mating with Earthlings.
That's Einstein.
Hello, I'm Dr. Letitia Flesch. And I specialize in close encounters of the fourth kind, sexual contact between space aliens and humans. It is common knowledge that the UFOs are real. The latest Galoche poll cites that 12 out of every 14 people on Earth believe in them. But it is not so commonly known that steadily over the past 30 years, more and more humans have been reporting sexual encounters with UFO occupants. Those encounters being documented by astrologers and theologians.
Shocking Aliens dares to tell this story.
What happens to a person contacted by an alien?
This is Dick God. He is the owner of Sun Worship Nudist Camp and Motel in Fontdale, Indiana. He is a paraplegic who sleeps with 8 different women a week.
Mr. God, how does a cripple like you score with so many foxy chicks?
I used to be shy around women until that night in 1969 when I was abducted aboard a spaceship and met my space guardian, Tatiana. She told me that my physical problems were, well, they may be special in the eyes of the fraternity of planets, and rubbed a special lotion on my privates, giving me greater endurance and ability than the average man. Now, I have sex all the time.
They tell me that your space guardian is with you whenever you make love.
Well, that's right. And let me tell you, sex is better than ever with an alien inside of you.
Oh, Dickie, let's go back to your waterbed and get mindless.
Shocking Aliens is a film for adults with open minds. In it you will see interviews with men and women who have had sex with space aliens, orgies at the Church of Christ Sex Angel, and the actual birth of a child spawned by creatures from space.
Cosmos told me that I had been picked to find the true followers of the gospel of Jesus, who was an extraterrestrial, by the way, in order to prepare the way for saving the chosen of the human race. Then Cosmos was joined by the man I'd been driving with, and this beautiful green creature who resembled a man with long blonde hair. And the four of us
copulated aboard the spaceship for 9 hours, nonstop.
Learn the shocking truth.
See shocking aliens before it happens to you.
Or has it already?
As the trailer for Shocking Aliens ends, Tom has finally gotten off the subway and he's walked up onto 42nd Street. And he's surrounded by 42nd Street. This is the Ode to 42nd Street. And then suddenly he is, Tom splits into two, into three, actually. And a character comes up to him who splits into two. And we have a song and dance.
Can you see? You can you see?
Kind of, yeah.
It is as it is now for me and was when I to say began. The Deuce has no history for me as in historical. I never even saw Hubert's Museum with its freak show in the basement, which is now Peepland. Which is closing tonight. They say it's been dead for years now, collapsed under the weight of its own rep. Remember the teenage hookers from Taxi Driver? Was that the Deuce or Third Avenue? Doesn't matter. Long gone. Or the pool hall boys from the book for Love or Money, you know, the friendly tykes that gathered under the fascination sign? They're there, maybe, in neon shadows, date books in their vest pockets. The porn shops are already being replaced. See 23rd Street and 14th between 2 and 3. Godfather's Pizza and Frusian Glanger signs are everywhere. The electronic stores just keep getting bigger, and here comes A&S. Terrific. But the houses are going. There's the Rum. The Lyric, the Selwyn, the Rialto, City 1 and 2, the Anco, the Empire, the Liberty, the Harris, the Apollo, that video duplex, the Roxy, the fucking Times Square itself, even the Harem. All gone the way of the New Amsterdam. And tonight, it all goes dark.
Tom is admiring something in a shop window.
Everything's kept at the counter. Okay, you bring one on the back and I'll take
No, man! Listen! Mosey don't know about this, man. And I gotta keep her in the dark, or she'll wanna cut too,
right? So this is illegal!
Shut up, man! There's blue coats around!
Hey, maybe we better forget it.
No, man! I'm just bringing you 50. I'll be right back. Come on, man, you got 50, don't you?
This is just a scam.
What do you mean?
This is just a scam.
Hold my wallet.
I don't want to hold my wallet.
Man,
I don't know. What's that, no, man? I'm not jobbing. I'll be back in what, 2 minutes?
Yeah, I can't afford.
No, wait, hold on. You mean you pushed me here this far and you shucking on 50 bucks? Man, you're wasting my time.
Yes, but even though it appears over, Tom is humiliated, and he goes ahead and gives him the 50.
Back in no time.
Right.
Okay, what happens next is one of my favorites. Tom is taken off of 42nd Street into a porno shop, and he's taken into a porno movie booth.
I'm sorry.
Actually, let's go back just a sec. Suddenly, Bobby and Roxanne come running onto the stage. Suddenly, they appear.
I'm running from the high walk out around the coastal cop line up Land's Edge to the lighthouse.
The sun is still rising. Must be 7:30. It's very early. It's going to be a blazing hot day.
The sand is already beginning to steam greenly in the mist.
Her mind full of scenes and themes and schemes.
The kick of the sand on my tail. But wait. That soft explosion. Distant.
Out past the jutting rocks. There. An orange silhouette against the blue sky.
What kind of ship is that?
It is. It's on fire.
I dash to the phone. My hands become binoculars.
Is that someone in flames diving from the craft?
I wade out to the highest rock, only 20 feet from shore. The water's up to my waist.
She climbs to the highest perch to see.
I take off my sweatshirt and lie back.
She can make out the dozens of gulls circling the ship, and so far away.
Something falls over. I guess it's the mast.
She sees she's secluded, takes off her suit to sunbathe nude.
I keep on my socks.
Three black helicopters spin overhead. It looks like they're trailing rope ladders.
I hope they don't see me.
The sun is warming her up.
I don't know. I guess I doze off. But you know, I woke up. And not too much time had passed. Couldn't have been more than 20 minutes. And the sun had gone. The sky was all gray like sheet metal. It was still warm, but now a fog bank had settled in, and I pulled on my clothes. And there, on the beach, coming in on the waves, were three fat bales tied together with rope. I looked past them, and the distant craft had vanished, though there was a dark spot in the ocean. The closest bale was about 20 feet offshore, and I walked to get it, dragged it back. It was bundled in what I guess was butcher paper, and I tore one side open.
Water, get your water.
Suddenly, we're in a porno booth, porno bookstore. We're hearing the things that you heard when you were in the porno bookstore. And after Bobby and Roxanne vanish for a moment, Tom goes into a peep show booth. In those days in New York, the peep show booth had multiple screens, and you could put in more. You could watch more than one film at a time. So we're seeing him on two screens, and on one screen that he watches, you hear him drop the quarters in. On one screen that he watches is a lesbian orgy movie, and Valerie is in there. We hear her narrate the lesbian orgy. She's not on stage. Her voice just comes over the loudspeakers. On the other screen, we are seeing Stacy and Bobby and Roxanne, who we had just met a moment ago, and they are, it's leading up to a something sexual or strange with them too. And we continue in the bookstore.
Take it home, gentlemen.
You gotta have ID.
A blonde lady with a large bust and a baby doll smiles under the word focus.
Stacy! Good to see you, babe.
Hey ho, Bobby.
What's the matter? You down?
No. I guess I just take things more seriously now.
Now?
Since. You know.
You mean?
Yeah. I feel serious now.
That sounds boring.
I found some treasure on the beach this morning. Stacy, did you hear me?
The film's run out and he puts in another quarter. Drops the quarter.
The camera pans over an expanse of female flesh. I dip and chew and lick and squirt.
Bob, you know, I've never seen hot like this before.
It's just good. You've never seen good hot before.
And laugh and shiver and bite and a tongue.
Think it has anything to do with that fire I saw this morning?
Well, what else do you think? That boat was smuggling the stuff ashore, and it caught fire, and a Coast Guard was coming, so they had to shove it all overboard.
Then they'll be looking for it, right?
What did you say?
My mouth's dry.
A dark Spanish face, long curly hair washing gently down her sides. A braid off her forehead, eyes puffed up, flushed bright crimson in orgasm.
Maybe the people, whoever it was, lost it. Maybe they'll be, Quit scratching yourself! I can't help it. I got bit here the other day.
Wait a second. There I am again.
Stacy, get rabies? No, it was an accident.
Hey, Bobby, don't you think that Stacy looks pretty?
Now there's a third woman in the image. She's very tall, slightly older, laughing, snorting cocaine. Her hair is a silken halo. She's drawing a bathing suit down her torso, and I get eyefuls of belly and breasts with huge brown aureola and savage purple nipples distended in excitement. Moving in drug colors through black air and water and a tongue slides in my ear and a hand slips between my thighs and grasps me firmly.
A minute ago I looked sick.
She didn't see you in this light. You do look good, Stacy.
Bobby?
Yes, Stace?
Your pupils are dilated.
Yeah?
And Roxanne and Stacy kiss.
I'm all turned and inside out and upside down. Hands, fingers, knuckles, slapping. Swap, gurgle, bridges melt, make me to flash. Point.
I just want to eat you up.
Me first.
What am I, clam dip?
Hey, Rox, Stacy's my girl. Leave her alone.
Hey, man, I know her longer than you.
Big fucking deal!
You guys gonna fight over me?
Stacy, I've never felt like this before. Come on, let's get away from him and be alone.
You guys, you're just stone.
Fuse.
Not just stone, Stace.
Some things are bigger than others.
Lignite jelly in the shingle.
Whoa. I want to make love to your eyes.
The scream.
And out of the scream, a new image is formed. On one side of the stage is Tom with a light swirling in a spiral around his head. And on the other side of the stage are Bobby and Stacy. Rox is gone, and Valerie suddenly appears beside Tom as well.
I'm standing inside a spiral. Each twist of my body is a symbol of regeneration. I lean to the right, my pocket bulging in fantasy quarters. A scratch on the corridor. Blowjobs for $10 from sad-looking little woman in purple vest and tight jeans. The head shape on my neck registers choice, and she's gone without a pause. I throw myself into the coin slot and whir.
This time I'm Valerie, and I'm addressing you as follows. Inside the montage, I obtain free movement of my mouth and brain. They clockwork together as well as I hoped. Though I talk in a sense of self-realization, I know that all may be deleted out from under. Inside the montage, I appear to be stuck. Inside the montage, I appear to be stuck. Though I talk to you in my own voice, again I'm being taken to tongue, and again orgasm shifts waves of sand steadily, and again I'm being overturned by these stoned lesbians. This time in leather, it changes so slightly, but things do progress. I'm slipping.
And now Bobby and Stacy.
Tell me what to do.
Your eyes sure look funny.
Hey, big man. Big, juicy, meaty man. I'm a hot bitch and I ain't no tease.
Woo! Stacy, all right.
Oh, I'm horny and I want you. Tell me what to do.
Okay. Stand up. Step back a little. Pull your dress up. Let me get a good look at your legs. Turn around.
Keep it up.
Oh, lady, show me. God, lady, you're so tough. Show me more.
Like this?
Oh, God.
Oh, Bobby, I feel like I'm going to burst.
Oh, lady, come here and kiss me. Kiss me hard, baby. Lick my tongue, baby, all the way.
Special effects people. Hand them a glass, which Robert drinks, and put something in his mouth, and they kiss hard. And she rips his tongue out of his mouth with her teeth.
coin in automated dream passage, another stare in the box at the white screen.
No more quarters, please!
To be continued, if you know what I mean.
And yeah, that's Grindhouse Chapter 2. That was from March 11th, 1985, a little over 20 years ago, at the Pyramid Club in New York City. That was Francis Raines as Valerie, Gary Schrader as Tom, Lisa Napoli as Stacy, Robert Pritchard as Bobby, Jennifer Baptist as Roxanne, and an assortment of other wonderful actors who worked very hard back then for no money, just for the glory of doing a couple performances on Monday night and working really hard. We worked almost every day of the week, putting that thing together, seven chapters. And on June 10th, 1985, 20 years ago, Friday, and it was a Friday then too, we did our final performance at the Douglas Fairbanks Theater of the entire work, all seven chapters. I'm not going to go on with the chapters tonight. I'm actually missing the full-length version of one chapter. It's sad. But I at least have that. I also have video of that chapter, too. Hey, if you're interested, come and visit me sometime. I'll show you it on video, if you want. And that's it for Grindhouse, for Chill Theater tonight. on the 12th of June. 2005. Thanks for listening.